You're listening to C101.5 FM, The Ha, from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario.
In this hour of Steel City Music, you will hear a 3 for 30 with special guest Jim Fitzgerald. Music from Hemlock, Nigel, Casa, Public Enemy. But starting things off, Tricky, here on Steel City Music.
You sure you want to be with me? I've nothing to give. But Lauren say this love is best. Or leave us in emotional pace. Take a walk, taste a rest. No, take a rest.
I seen you digging a hole in your neighborhood. You're crazy, but you're lazy. No need to live and I need to. Your troubles must be seen to. See through money like it's paper. With faces I remember. I drink on a daily basis. The way soda cools my temper. It never cools my temper.
Walking through the suburbs, they're not exactly lovers, you're a couple, especially when your body's double duplicate, and then you wait for the next Kuwait. Karma coma, Jamaica and Roma, karma coma, Jamaica and Roma, karma coma, Jamaica and Roma, karma coma, Jamaica and Roma. Severed when there's trust to be treated. Someone with funk will hear beats. Karma coma, Jamaica and Roma. Karma coma, Jamaica and Roma. Karma coma, Jamaica and Roma. Karma coma, Jamaica and Roma.
listening to C101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
I contemplated a plan on the cell phone. I'm not a future. jazz, or you could say real rock from the rock, an unusual musical happening in a most unusual place. The state prison
I got a letter from the government the other day. I opened and read it. It said they were suckers. They wanted me for their army or whatever. Picture me giving a damn. I said never. Here is a land that never gave a damn about a brother like me and myself, because they never did. I wasn't with it, but just that very minute it occurred to me the suckers had authority. Cold sweating as I dwell in my cell. How long has it been? They got me sitting in a state pen. I gotta get out, but that thought was thought before. I contemplated a plan on the cell floor. I'm not a fugitive on the run. Brother like me begun to be another one. Public enemy serving time. They drew the line, y'all. They criticized me for some crime. Nevertheless, they could not understand that I'm a black man and I can never be a veteran. On the streets, the situation's unreal. I got a raw deal. So I'm looking for the steal.
Hey, yo, Chuck, you serious? You in the justice, man?
Word him up. I'm looking for that steal.
Yo, man, we gonna break you out of there, man. We ain't gonna like that, man.
Don't you know they got me rotten in the time that I'm serving? Telling you what happened the same time they're throwing. Four of us packed in a cell like slaves. Oh, well, the same motherfucker got us living in his hell. You have to realize what is the form of slavery organized under a swarm of devils. Straight up, word them up on the level. The reasons are several, most of them federal.
Yeah.
Here's my plan anyway, and I say I got gusto. But only some I can trust, yo. Some do a bit from 1 to 10, but I never did, and plus I never been. I'm on a tier with no tears should ever fall. Cell blocked and locked, I never clock it, y'all. Cause time and time again, time they got me serving to those to them. I'm not a citizen, but ever when I catch the CO, sleeping on the job, my plan is on go ahead. I want a streak, but I'ma tell you the deal. I got nothing to lose, cause I'm going for the steal.
Hey, yo, Chuck, we're gonna break you out of here, man. Words of strength, G.
I'm going for that steal.
Burn up, G. They're trying to put black out of the game by keeping you in there, you know what I'm saying? But they can't keep a good man down.
Got it. Got me in the stuff.
Hey, yo, Chuck, we got
it. His gun, and he did what I said so. And every man's the man got served, along with the time they served. Decency was deserved. To understand my demands, I gave a warning. I wanted the governor, y'all, and plus the warden to know that I was innocent. Because I'm militant, posing a threat. You better fucking up the government. My plan said I had to get out and break north. Just like Oliver's neck, I had to get off. My boys had the feds in check. They couldn't try nothing. We had a force to instigate a prison riot. This what it takes for peace. So I just took the peace, black for black. It's my time to cut the leash. Freedom to get out through the ghetto. No sellouts. Six COs we got, we ought to put their head out. But I'll give them a chance, cause I'm civilized. As for rest of the world, they can't realize a cell is hell. I'm a rebel, so I rebel. Between bars got me thinking like an animal. Got a woman CO to call me a copter. She tried to get away, and I popped her twice. Right now I wanna get nice. I had six COs, and now it's five to go. And I'm serious, call me delirious, but I'm still a captive. I gotta rap this time to break as time grows intense. I got my steel in my right hand, now I'm looking for the fence.
Hey, yo, Chuck, we got the dope plan in effect. G, words to the strength, man.
I'm looking for that fence.
Word, I got the 98 5C, Professor Good for the S1s. Yo, Chuck, we coming, man.
As I ventured into the courtyard, followed by 52 brothers bruised, battered, and scarred, but hard. Going out with a bang, ready to bang out. The power from the sky, from the tower, shots rang out. A high number in dose, yes, and something close. I figure I trigger my steel stand and hold my post. This is what I mean, an anti-nigga machine. If I come out alive, then they won't come clean. Then I threw up, my steel bullets flew up. And to my surprise, the wall and tower blew up. Who shot what, who, what, the bazooka was who? And to my rescue, it was the S1W.
Yeah.
Secure my getaway, so I just got away. The joint broke from the black smoke. Then they saw it was rougher than the average bluffer. Cause the steel was black, the attitude exact. Now the chase is on, telling you to come on. 53 brothers on the run, and we are gone.
Yeah. That's right, we'll never let y'all stop the promise, boy.
What above and over. Death row. What above and over. Death row. What above and over.
Hands squeeze the mouth of excellence. Terror Dome. But welcome to the Terror Dome. To the Terror Dome.
Grapes of wrath intertwined like a vine still. Physically, I'm ill, walking through a minefield with a straw sticking out a Molotov cocktail. 21 grams of soul on a rock scale. Probably burn like flaming coals on a hot grill. Yo, if the afterlife is absolutely not real, then you diminish and you finish. It's a done deal. Beyond that, my heartbeat is like a drum still. It's like I'm living on a run with the gun still. We'll bring the hero back. He'd have taken care of that. Cause his words get it to Ginsburgs and Kerouac. It's all stuck inside your head like it's never wax. Whole scene, something out of Hollywood. Merrimack, hush. Yo, don't nobody say a flocking word. Just put the sign on the door, the do not disturb. I'm about to show these people how to kill a mockingbird. You hit his whole network like Mark Zuckerberg. Your witnesses confirmed when gunshots occurred. Apparently the trigger man smoked lots of herb, and he could bring your demise disguised as a word, but guarantee that be the last one you ever heard. You deaf, dumb, and blind. I'm emphasized like I'm underlined. My definition is I'm undefined, cause I'm one of a kind. At the top of the line, at the top of the food chain when it comes to the rhyme. And I'm cynical, cause I'm at the pinnacle. Jokers is ridiculous, they the ones I ridicule. If somebody acting like they want it, I'ma get it, dude. Have them in the middle of the drama like an interlude. Yeah, they weigh a buck ten, so the web fucked him. Yo, I don't need new friends, I can't trust them. You best keep a weapon like a shirt tail tucked in, because I'm taking niggas out like Huck Finn. This news just in, mass destruction, boy, presented to you by Black Ink Productions. Yeah, righteous hustling, strife corruption. Look how these OGs with the mics is muscling. I fight for justice, but minus the red cape. Dollar short, yeah, late suckers is scared straight. They know I'm hotter than a box with a brand bait, and brought J. Period to cut through the red tape. Yeah, man. Yeah, the rage is back.
Hamilton's Alternative, 101.5, The Hawk.
Monastery, just off on a promontory, modern story. Wig splitter, axis, horror, gory, capicola, roast with fury. Heaven's toast to curly. Three stooges, rope a dope, and hoping ghosts with curry. Heavy coated in the mirror, boom like pine ears. With a glass of Everclear, max in the sag like paneer. When the room speaks, out of zoom peaks, boom, sweep the room in the doom's beak. Dust coated my opus, I've been open. I've been hoping timelessness is potent. I've been putting common sense in motion. Dreaming of a daily routine. She wear her hair just like a queen. Close my eyes, see the last part of mine. Spread it on like a lotion. Walk to the edge, looking out on the ocean. Took to the air, looking out on the ocean. And how's the world walk today? What's the sea say? It's soothsaying, it's speaking through the kumbaya. Kumbaya, yo. Where did they go? Another pass, filling up the tray with a truck of ash. They do anything for some fucking cash. Bundle stash, sock heavy, incognito, Eugene Levy. Best in show, 8 years in a row. Junkyard dog with the gold finger. Where the cold linger? Oh, so a dead ringer. And where's Ken at? Where the bin stack? Picking up the pieces where you been at. And I've been flying letters through the gym stack. Trying to warm my aching hands. Sending smoke signals to who understands. Less a man, still trying to be a better man. But fat is the couch back at the house. Fat is the couch. Out in the salty air, fair share for every care. Sunshine on my face alone, the grace and the taste of flow. Trace of cold in the wet and still tones on my brittle bones. Shake the wheel to kill now, chuck the pills, duck under the beer. Pit heavy in the salt and sag nails, crook, jag, look, snag, books in the bag. Jelly filled wash in the whale skin embossed in my crosshairs. Got nobody to cross what we lost here. It was a salty year, strutting in the pumpkin fields. Reminisce the dump and touch the scar, fake caviar luncheon. Where my life and fate met, encased in a gray sweat. Thinking when my knee crepe like Suzette. What a diamond time, went into the diamond mines. Now I got a half an ounce of tar in each breath and stress in each step. Never on holiday, my island's just a mind away. I close my eyes today, ask a psychic on the pier what I'm doing here. As if the answer wasn't clear, she said it's been a year. And pieced together like collage all my greatest fears. My stubble year, my missing souvenir. And where's Ken at? Where the bin stack? Picking up the pieces where you been at. And I've been flying letters through the chimp stack. Building fires with my queen, that's where I've been at. Building fires with my queen, my earth.
off the plane, konnichiwa. Only in the present, I no longer believe in time. I don't see my family half as much as I see the sky. Knew this shit was coming, I just chose not to read the signs. We never like to get involved in all the crystal ball talk. I see the future, I love all y'all, follow or fall off. Ain't no number saved, only shots in my call off. Unconcerned with hate, my mission just do not involve y'all. Okay, take me to your leader, I show you he just a cousin. Ski the people worship parasites, they just eat off they believers. Jeepers, creepers, heebie-jeebies, I was just the in-between, the hype. My GF let me finger her in Magic Johnson theaters. Time move on, now we grown, felonies and misdemeanors. Still with my original niggas, fuck your feature, we don't need you. Every verse of universe, twist the floor up like Lupita. Bitch, I'm just a hustler, the nigga version of a diva.
We said I'm real fine, know I gotta take care of mine. When I'm out of my way, yeah, I'm out of my way, yeah. Oh, let us take a drive, just gon' take me back every time. See the rules never change, yeah, oh, never change.
Legos down for y'all.
Like this, just like
we gon' crumble
like
these towels.
Like
okay, this is my favorite part of the night. We gon' say it first, and then when y'all get it, y'all come in. All right, here we go.
I don't know what y'all been told, but I gotta give me a rap. It's cold and 12 shining fronts, better be real gold, and the airbrush key represent my role. I don't know what y'all been told, but I gotta give me a rap. It's cold and 12 shining fronts, meant to be real gold, and the airbrush key represent my throat. I said I don't know what y'all been told, but I gotta give me a rap. It's cold and 12 shining fronts, meant to be real gold, and the airbrush key represent my throat. South to Cap to Cumberland, niggas plotting, wondering, will Jesus ever come again? Well, man, I hate to ache it, break it to you, baby, but they say that man ain't never have sex. I guess he ain't arrived yet, but I got off on the tangent. Too many coffins to handle, not enough hands on the deck. Too many candlelight vigils, I cry a tear, it ain't wet. I took some drugs at night, I took a north side drive, I called a Buckhead High. Since then, I never been right. I got some babies in the Westin that I'll crush your melon if you ever get to testing my profession. I know I told a pen, but I ink you up. Chattahoochee stink you up. Rest in peace, Omari. Every day I still think you up. Niggas pushing 20, only paper seen is paper cups. Baby pushing 40, cat still out here trying to lay her up. Everybody horny, now let's fucking sleep then wake on up. Everybody horny, so let's fucking sleep then wake on up.
Yeah, we said I'm real line. No, I gotta take care of mine when I'm out of my way.
Yeah,
out of my way. Take a drive, this gon' take me back every time. See the roots never change, yeah, oh, never change.
You're listening to CIOI, The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Hey, welcome back to another edition of the 3 for 30. Your host, Gunner, here, as heard on Steel City Music. We are doing one at the Ark and Anchor because we had so much fun the last time. My special guest right now is Jim Fitzgerald from the band Stinkbox, also from the Sega Sisters, and formerly of Frankie and Jimmy. Most people know Jim from around the club scene of being a club booker, promoter, artist as well, and all those things that are all wrapped up. Jim, thanks for taking the time out of the day to do this with us.
You're welcome, Gunner.
Yeah. Your three... you are so out of it. What are your three songs that you're going to share with us today?
I'm going to be sharing Liquid Swords by GZA from the Wu-Tang Clan, Rock and Roll by Velvet Underground, and Freight Train by Elizabeth Lubick Cotton from Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
All right, man. So which song do you want to start with first?
I'm going to start with Liquid Swords.
Okay. Well, what's the significance of this song?
Well, like growing up, my first 2 years of high school, I went to Waterdown District High School, and it was kind of an oppressive environment for a weird person to be in, and I was living at my stepdad's farm. There wasn't a whole lot going on, you know. They had satellite upstairs, but wouldn't let me listen to the satellite, or rather watch the satellite. So I would save my money to buy CDs at like a Blockbuster or something on lunchtime, and I bought Liquid Swords. And I don't know, I kind of had like rudimentary introductions to music. And when I listened to that record, it just kind of opened up a whole world for me, this like weird creativity and like samurai themes. And that was just kind of a moment where I realized there was something else. There was something beyond this. There was something beyond these boring white people with these arbitrary rules and like bizarre punishments. And it just kind of opened up my mind and acted like as an escape from kind of that boring, cold, bland world. And this was, you know, colorful and violent and expressive, and the whole hip hop aesthetic was a huge part of my teenage years. Like I wrote graffiti, I went to a lot of concerts, and it kind of made me feel like there was something else beyond beyond nothing.
So one part, it's escapism for you, and the second part, it's also inspiring you to delve into music in that portion of your life.
Yeah, absolutely. That opened up my interest to labels like Ninja Tune, to artists like MF Doom and MF Grimm, Monster Island Czars, Quasimodo, Deltron 3030. It just kind of opened up that area of creativity that I hadn't discovered before. And I know it's weird to hear like, oh, this like weird kid in the country found this GZA CD, and now his life and perspective has changed, but that kind of made a huge impact on me.
Right. Now, did that lead you into the graffiti? Because you said that earlier. Was that the first form of art that you did?
No, I... pardon me. I shouldn't have... into the microphone. Oh, keep going? Okay. Yeah. Can you repeat the question, please?
Is that what led you into doing the graffiti, that sort of thing?
It was the record in general, but that song with the lead-in. I had originally done a lot of drawing, and like I always drew and painted, much to, you know, my father's chagrin, and you know. It was never really something that was encouraged, but I kind of did it anyway. And writing graffiti, just those clean lines, and you know, you're doing something beautiful, but you're also an outlaw, and that appealed to me as a teenager, because I wasn't doing something that was necessarily morally wrong or like socially dangerous, but it allowed me to, you know, destroy things while creating things. And
okay. All right, well, why don't we put that track in right now?
Sure.
What's it called again?
The song's called Liquid Swords, and the sample at the beginning is from the Lone Wolf and Cub series, from a movie called Shogun Assassin, and that also opened up a whole world for me, watching that movie of, like, weird samurai movies, just, like, over-the-top, fire hose blood kind of thing.
All right, well, here's the track right now on the 3 for 30.
When I was little, my father was famous. He was the greatest samurai in the empire, and he was the shogun's decapitator. He cut off the heads of 131 lords. It was a bad time for the empire. The shogun just stayed. inside his castle, and he never came out. People said his brain was infected by devils. My father would come home. He would forget about the killings. He wasn't scared of the Shogun, but the Shogun was scared of him. Maybe that was the problem. Then, one night, the Shogun sent his ninja spies to our house. They were supposed to kill my father, but they didn't.
Sometimes you gotta flash some back. See, niggas don't know where this shit started. Y'all know where it came from. But saying we're gonna take y'all back to the source. Good night. Yo.
When the MCs came to live out their names and to perform, some had to smoke cocaine to act the same. With the poor heat rocking on down on the mental plane to spark the brain. With the building to be born. Up with the track, the what you got, sick of it, fake niggas get blitzed, mic bites, I swing swords and cut clown, shit is too swift to bite, you record and write it down, I flow like the blood on a murder scene, like a syringe, on some wild out shit to insert a fiend, but it was your walk, the shop stolen art, catch a swollen heart from not rolling smart, I put bad pressure, on phony whack rhymes to get hurt, shit's played like Zodiac signs, a sweatshirt, that's minimum, and feminine like sandals. My minimum table stacks the first on a gamble. Energy is felt once the cards are dealt. With the impact of roundhouse kicks from black belts that attack. Them white bones like cyclones or typhoons. I represent from midnight to high noon. I don't waste ink. Nigga, I think I drop megaton bombs more fast than you blink. Cause rhyme thoughts travel at a tremendous speed. Through clouds of smoke of natural blends of weed. Only under one circumstance, if I'm blunted, turn that shit up. My clan in the front wanted. That would the MCs came to live out their name and to perform. Some had to snort cocaine to act the same. Before he dropped it on, down on with the mental plane just to spark the brain. With the building to be born, yo, the rhythm up with the track. With the what? I'm on a mission that niggas say is impossible. But when I swing my swords, they all choppable. I be the body dropper, the heartbeat stopper. Child educator plus head infiltrator. Cause niggas styles are old like Mark 5 sneakers. Lyrics are weak like clock radio speakers. Don't even stop at my station and attack while your plan fell with the rep like Amtrak. What the fuck for? Damn, my law, I make law. I be justice. I sit that ass 2 to 4. Ram the clock, that state pen time, check it. But the pins, I'll be sticking with you, can't state the crime. Came through with the wool, slid off on the DL. I'm low-key like seashells, I rock these bells. Now come aboard, it's Medina bound into the chamber. And it's a whole different sound, it's a wide entrance. Small exit like a funnel, so deep it's picked up on radios and tunnels. Niggas are fascinated how the shit begin. Get vaccinated, my logo is branded in your skin. With the MC's pain, to live out the names you can add. To perform some hat. To snort cocaine, to act the same. Before he rocked it on, now on with the mental plane. Spark the brain, with the building to be born. Yo, with the fifth track, with the fuck is it, the phone, with the act.
It's gonna hit him.
All right, so Jim, what's your next track?
My next track is Rock and Roll by the Velvet Underground.
Quite a change in styles of music. What was the influence of this song?
You know, I was hanging out with my shithead friends in high school. We all kind of like goofed around in our class, and in some ways, I'm the only one of that crew that kind of like did anything. Maybe that's a cruel thing to say, but there's some truth to it. Anyway. So it reminds me of just kind of that like ragtag group of weirdos that I had in high school, but then also the songs kind of built a new meaning for me over the years, because I think that in a lot of ways me playing rock and roll kind of saved my life or personality, because it kind of gave me the confidence and like meaning in my life. And it kind of, playing music and art is the only real avenue where people haven't thought I was a total fucking idiot.
Right.
Or the only place that ever really gave me respect, or that I kind of got this kind of recognition, or even felt like I belonged somewhere. So when that song plays, it kind of reminds me of that.
The acceptance portion of your life.
And just kind of like, yeah, I don't know. I don't believe in much, but I believe in rock and roll, you know?
Life is saved by rock and roll. Yeah.
right, Jim. Thanks for taking the time to do this with us this afternoon at the Ark and Anchor down on, where are we? We're on King Street?
King Street West.
King Street West, where they got all the construction going on. Probably more condos, eh, Jimmy?
Oh, man, I can't wait to not afford another condo. Yeah, it's going to be great. Toronto, you should come here and buy our real estate. There's no bed bugs.
Yeah, that's not true, but yeah, okay. Yeah.
Someone hand-scrawled this note like 4 or 5 times on the walk over here. Don't rent. Like the increasingly frantic writing.
Okay. All right, so what's your last track, sir?
Freight Train by Elizabeth Cotton.
How did you go about discovering this song?
When I was in OCAD, I would paint on Saturday nights or just kind of drive around and I would listen to Blues FM on Jazz. Excuse me. I'd listen to Blues FM on Jazz FM 91 and Elizabeth Cotton came on. And just the sound of her guitar and like that awkward voice, like the awkward, heartfelt, untrained voice. Freight Train's a song written by an 11-year-old girl, and it's about killing yourself. And it's all my choices are kind of like basic bitch choices. Like, you know, I'm not playing Screaming Lord Sutch, or I'm not playing the Fugs, or I'm not playing this unheard of band from Winnipeg that's on the same record label. You know, I'm not doing any of that.
Well, it's your music, though. It's like it's what you pick. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know.
But I also recognize that, like, these are not, you know, these deep cuts that one would expect of a musician. But Freight Train. I was driving down the road after having been driven out of my mother's house, and I just kind of realized that, like, I don't really have family. I don't really have people that I can rely on, and, like, I can't really trust these people in my life that I'm supposed to be able to trust. And this song came on, like, I bought this CD and I was listening to it, and I got that moment where I just wanted to leave and not leave a return address and not tell anyone where I went and never see them again. And that song came on and, like, tears just started streaming down my face. And I didn't crash, I didn't kill myself, but it also just was kind of that feeling of, like, someone else gets it. And yeah, that was slightly, that was like a year or two before I became a blues player. And
so you go from hip hop to Velvet Underground to going into blues at this point.
Yeah, I guess so. It's all American music.
Yeah.
I like jazz too. Oh, I like a lot of stuff. Like I'll go on a lot of different genres.
Right.
And it's kind of always been like that.
Cool.
Is that typical?
I don't think anything's typical of anyone when it comes to being influenced by something or appreciating another form of art at all or culture. You know, so if you only have those specific things, you look at things, a specific way of looking at things, I think life's pretty dull at that point. You know, so the fact that you've gone from genre to genre to genre and have appreciation for it and had different experiences through each music says a lot, actually.
I got a disco song too, if you want.
I know what I think this
4
song,
for 40.
No, let's just stick for the 3 for 30, and we'll put that song in right now. Jimmy, thanks for your time, buddy.
Thank you.